Selena Shalid joins us, Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Did I get that right, Selena?
How are you? Yeah, it's Shalad, but close enough.
All right, close enough, Selena Shalad. Thank you for joining us. How bad has the FAA budget cuts problems been all week with delays?
The problem has reportedly been pretty bad. At several airports, there have been long delays. And actually, it was reported late last night around 10 o'clock that the Senate actually took the first step in doing something about it by passing a bill that would put all those furloughed air traffic controllers back to work. So that has not passed the House yet. It's expected to be taken up today, but that is at least one piece of kind of the effects of sequestration and FAA and air traffic control issues that may be that some relief may be on the way.
No, sure. We heard that, and I did want to get to your thoughts on that, but I wanted to put sort of give us a sense of how bad the furloughs and those cuts, how they affected air travel this past week.
You get a lot, you know, it's hard to say. You get a lot of different reports about it. You know, some reports, of course, that we've seen on TV say there were just major delays at airports all around the country. And then, you know, there are other kind of reports that we have gotten that say that, you know, you're just looking at some kind of delays, and they had four or five kind of major hub airports and said that, you know, they kind of didn't go immensely beyond what you usually kind of could potentially see at major hub airports. So, you know, it's a lot of conflicting reports. Either way, it's definitely something. The cuts have definitely deeply impacted the FAA, so it's definitely a good move that the Senate potentially made that move.
A lot of people don't realize that if you choke, there's been a lot of talk about air travel over the last 10 years, but if you choke off air travel, you choke off the economy.
That's exactly right, and that's kind of a point that we've been trying to make for a long time. You know, people kind of don't necessarily realize, I mean, of course they realize how important it is to have the access to get on a commercial flight, which is extremely important. You know, my group kind of raises awareness about general aviation as well, and that tends to be a lesser known aspect of air transportation, but it all is a huge driver of economic activity and provider of goods and services that many people rely on.
It also, I think, goes to show you that people love to cut spending, but if you have to sit in an airport and wait for your plane, that's going to upset enough people who have enough connections to their elected officials to get something done. And when the Senate can come together and agree on putting those cuts back in, it shows you how powerful air travel is in 2013.
It's true. And, you know, I mean, it also just goes to show that the effects of sequestration and just making these types of across-the-board cuts, I think we're just going to continue to see the repercussions of that for many weeks and months to come.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the House? Is the House going to pass this as well?
I don't know at this point, but from what we know, the House is expected to take that up today. So I would hope that they would pass that. I would not see any reason that they would not, but you just never know.
Had a friend who was in town. She was on a business trip. She was going from New York to St. Louis off to Los Angeles, and she got off the plane, and boy, the steam was coming out of her ears talking about the delays out of New York, and she blamed it all on sequestration. Whether it was or it wasn't, or if it was a rainstorm or a thunderstorm that caused delay, she wasn't hearing any of it. She was placing blame on both parties.
Mm-hmm. No, New York was one of the airports that we had heard, was one of the areas that we had heard had been kind of particularly bad this week in terms of delays. So,
yeah.
Of course, with New York, you never know whether that's sort of a ripple effect from travel or what it tends to be. But certainly, I think the furlough issue could not have helped.
Selena Shalad? Shalid?
Shalad.
All right. I had it right the first time, and then I questioned myself. Selena Shalad, Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Selena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You got it. 7:58.